Susan Drummond, the Kitsap County Hearing Examiner. Today is Thursday morning, April 25th, 2019, about 9 a.m. We have just one item on the agenda. That is the Danubio Shoreline Variance Proposal, case number 18-00261. Originally, there were two items on the proposal. The second item was the Indigo Topsoil Conditional Use Permit Major Revision, 18-00520, but that matter has been moved to May 9th of this year. The order of procedure for the shoreline variance will be as follows. We'll hear first from the planning department. The planning department will provide a summary of the proposal. And I have reviewed the staff report and the attached exhibits 1 through 19 on that. Following the applicant's presentation, the staff presentation, we'll hear from the applicant, and then we'll open this up for public comment. And anyone who is here who wishes to testify on the proposal may do so, and the applicant will have an opportunity to address any questions which arise. Planning department may have clarification. I may have questions throughout. So I think with that, unless there are any questions on procedure, we'll let the planning department get started.
Good morning.
Good morning. Can you state your name for the record?
Yeah, Steve Heacock, Senior Environmental Planner for Kitsap County.
And you swear to tell the truth today?
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, well, a little housekeeping. We have, I've got a copy of the PowerPoint presentation here. Think that we've got that in the record already, I believe.
I hadn't looked at it beforehand, but it's marked as Exhibit 21,
yeah.
And it is admitted along with 1 through 20.
Excellent. I've got a quick PowerPoint presentation. I think we'll just roll through and get a kind of an understanding of the project itself and the ask, if you will, in relation. One thing to note, what we do in a shoreline variance, because the variance procedure actually is, you know, if it's approved by at the county level, then it's passed on to the Department of Ecology.
Right.
We have been asking Department of Ecology to pre-review the applicant's submittal and look at the no net loss report and the environmental components of the situation, just to make sure that it can pass muster with them as well. And so we have a more solid package, I think, by doing that procedure. Then once something does get approved at the hearing examiner level and any kind of LUPA appeal is addressed, then we send it over to Ecology and they are able to review for their final say in the matter. So it's a procedure that we think creates a more solid application.
Yeah, no, I know you all do that in all the shoreline variances.
Yeah.
And it looked like there was some records on the back and
yes.
forth here. So
there is indeed, yes. Yeah, there's a cumulative impacts analysis that has that full conversation in there too. And I didn't provide that, but it's in the record. So
did the ecology have any further response? There was
no.
Okay.
No, at this point they did not.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good. Okay. See here. All right, here we are. The property is located off of Yukon Harbor, and if you look at the kind of the location, if you will, where's the mouse? There we are. This is Blake Island for reference, and then of course, obviously, the Manchester Fuel Depot is just to the north, and then the proposed residence is located just off on the shoreline itself. Here's the zoning map. Colors are kind of off.
Yeah, they are. Mine's red.
Yeah, right.
Actually, it's different on that screen.
Oh, weird. Yeah, that's the more the true color on that screen there. So the looks like the people watching are going to see the true color, which is good. The zoning here is Manchester Village Low Residential, and the basic parameter for that zone is to essentially have a lot that's 22,800 square feet in size. The shoreline jurisdiction is shoreline residential. The base buffer for that kind of thing, for anything that's a new proposal, is 85 feet with an additional 15-foot building. setback. So that for this particular property and the way that we process a variance is if there's no other alternative for buffer purposes, if this property would essentially not be able to be built if we applied that particular buffer. Here's the critical area map. You can see this dashed line here, this diagonal, if you will, line, is the flood zone. And here's the property itself. The new house is going to be located down here, very similar to where the old cabin was. And they still have the address on our assessor's map for that previous cabin. The assessor's office examines properties every 5 years as they're required. So it's been a little while now since that cabin has been demolished, but it is currently in a demolished state. Other items on the property of note is a fairly steep slope, and you'll see in the mm-hmm. photos later on that in the PowerPoint presentation and obviously in the staff report that there's a very steep slope at the base here. And that's the major constraint really on the property is that slope. And then obviously to meet the shoreline buffer itself would be impossible. Here's the property here. I do like to provide a kind of an ortho view, if you will, of the properties when we're taking them to here. You'll see that there's a bulkhead that's on the property itself for armoring purposes. The flood zone does come up right to the base, and then that's where we've determined where the ordinary high water line is as well, which is how we base the required setback for the property. So one of the things that we had viewed in this particular application as well, one of the components that we look at is a view line. Well, there is a residence that's adjacent on both sides. There's a residence here that's right on the shoreline. It is right up against the shoreline. The development proposal would be back in here about where the, kind of roughly where the boat is right here, right? So there will be no view line problem for the relative house to the north, but the residence to the south, you see, is built way back up here, way behind on the shoreline, because there's no way that they could develop down here on the shore. This is actually that steep slope would preclude a building down here, down below. So we had reviewed this through a administrative procedure that we had done where we take a look at the topography. We see that the slope difference and the fact that the house has vegetation growing in front will essentially provide a visual screen between the house and the proposed house at the base of the shoreline here. So we see no view line impact because these trees are required to be retained here on the site. They're on a steep slope. They're there to help protect that slope and protect the shoreline from erosion and that type of thing. So with that in mind, the review, we had a separate permit for the conditional view waiver and went through and essentially were able to approve that through an administrative process that we have. So we did that analysis. Just wanted to note that for the record. Here's the site plan that we have. That's the latest and greatest site plan. And we'll see that from the feedback from ecology and the fact that we have quite a greatly reduced from the original ask, if you will, the site itself will be roughly 1,800 square feet of impervious surface. down at the bank here. It's very consistent with other houses in the immediate area. In fact, it's much, much smaller in size than others in the area. So the effort to minimize the shoreline impact with the fact that there'll be a significant replanting plan is in place and is definitely supported by staff. One of the things that ended up being a bit of a problem was that from the original application that we had taken to hearing a number of years ago now.
This was for the critical areas.
For the critical area variance, right, because in the past, our shoreline master program and the critical area ordinance were merged together. And so shoreline variances were typically processed through a critical area variance. So that variance had happened way back when. They had identified parking up above here so that there'd be this walking trail. Walking trail is installed in place. It was done through a previous site development activity permit. But what's changed in code since then is the fact that the county does require 3 parking spaces. So we have space, and it's been identified on the site plan for 3 parking spaces up above here. And then we also included although it's completely out of the buffer and not problematic in relation to the variance itself, the shoreline variance, is if there's a future garage that's been placed on the site plan as well. We thought that was important to state anything else that might be an ask, if you will, in relation to this project. So we included that as a kind of a conceptual at this point,
but
just for the record.
Be.
Yes, right. And then so, again, the residence, the proposed residence, is located down the shoreline. Again, there's that bench that's there. It'll be placed upon the upper bench, and then the bulkhead here is in place, and it actually looks like it's in pretty good condition. The planting then will be located up to the north and the south on the property, and then some plantings as well will be done out on the front of the property here. And then there's also going to be an elevated upper story deck. So there's a small little kind of walkway deck that's up above, and then a little bit larger enjoyment deck that's up on top that's outside of the shoreline jurisdiction. Well, it's outside of the buffer ask, if you will, in this case. So the particular buffer is going to be roughly about 24 feet. And then we've got a modified building setback of between 5 and 7 feet. So on this portion of the property, there's a little bit of a jut out right here. That's where the 5 foot will be. And it's sort of a step down, if you will, down into the yard itself. And then the enjoyment area is going to be off to the side here. Yeah. Let's see, where's the... This is a bit of a description of the specific setback that's going to be in place here. The waterward patio was removed. This is kind of a summary of really what Robin Myers with BGE Environmental had processed from the comments from Department of Ecology, from Misty Blair, Department of Ecology. And so the modified site plan then is shown right here. See that detail. There will be a wall that will be in place. Just to note that there's a significant slope that's here. The geotech also was able to modify the wall design and be able to move the house back slightly by a couple of feet. So that was also a procedure that we looked at for the portion of minimization.
That it looks like that was in response to ecology.
Yes.
Kind of how that happened.
Correct. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. And then here's a planting plan, kind of a general schematic. This planting plan we will probably modify because we had the original layout. So that's this again. The house has moved back a couple of feet here, and then this original front deck. There'll be some modifications of the, you know, minor modifications of the planting plan to pull that back, if you will. So that's one thing that we'll ask for in the site development activity permit is to revise this this particular planting plan. Yeah. Let's see here, and if you look at some of the plant types that they're talking about, they're all native type of plants, native to our area. They're salal, Oregon grape, sword fern as ground covers, and then there's a some salt tolerant grass species and things like shore grasses and things like that that'll also be included, and those will be throughout the site, and then here in front again as well. So typical kind of dune grass that you would see in this kind of setting. Undisturbed sites, we have that as the original landscape prior to European settlement is what we try to mimic in these kinds of situations. So the biologist did a really good job of looking to see, hey, what kind of native plants are in this particular area, and then tried to mimic that. We think is really important for that to happen as well. And here we've got some just general photos here. Again, the house is going to be set back into here, kind of back behind where the boat is. This is a view toward the south. So you see the vegetation that's in place here that will provide that visual screening as I described in the view line requirements. That is rather significant. I think I have a better view there, I'm not sure. Then the next photo is again looking to the north. Here's the adjacent house to the north, and you can see that the house is going to be located up in here in this area, and it's well back from measuring this particular house is about, well, maybe about 10 feet back from the bulkhead, and they'll be back significantly greater. And I think one more view here. Yes, this is the shot I wanted to show you, the slope. Here, there'll be a wall in place. The house will go here in this grassy area. And then, as you can see, when you look back to see that house there, the vegetation here, all of this vegetation will block the planned house from being an impact. And they'll still be able to see the water. I don't even think they'll be able to see the top of the house, to be honest. So, yeah. Other situations on the property that are of note is the fact that there's a trail that goes down to the property. There is no direct driveway. Mm-hmm. So part of the ask is that, you know, we keep that trail in place. The trail and getting down to the property is just a conveyance, and there'll be a small stairway that goes down the steeper part of the slope. Those kinds of things are just typical, you know, access requirements. And then I think that the fire marshal had asked for in the review of the original building permit that we had as part of the application, I believe that the fire marshal had suggested that there would be fire sprinkler system for the house. Yeah.
To deal with it, because you couldn't get a fire truck.
Yeah, well, you could not get a fire truck down here. Yeah. I mean, but you know, if you look at some of the adjacent ports, the Port of Bremerton does have a fire boat. You know, if there was a shoreline fire, they could get there fairly quickly, mm-hmm. you know. But that certainly would be, you know, a benefit to have a sprinkler system.
So they will install fire.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I think maybe Mr. DiNuvio can talk about that a little bit more. The design itself of the house, we have more of the footprint of the house at this point. I haven't seen, you know, a schematic of what the planned house is going to look like. But at this point, we're about the environment here. And this particular application, I think they've done a very good job of working both with Department of Ecology and with our department in getting a really solid application here. And we definitely are in support of the application and recommend approval for this.
And the catchment wall, is it because of the slide hazard?
Yeah.
There's been a history of slides on the,
yes.
the property. The catchment wall is, yeah. I looked at the geotech report. And
exactly.
It's been designed to, it sounds yeah. like in response to ecology, that's why it was moved.
Yes.
2 feet, although he had originally recommended that it be set back, I guess, 10 feet from the
right.
And, the slope.
And what they typically do in a design for a steep wall mm-hmm. situation like that is that if there is a surficial sliding from above, they design the wall in such that it wraps around the house
right.
and doesn't overtop the wall. So the wall has a tapered design so that slide debris goes around and then can be also cleaned up at that point that way. And it just makes a safer house and a better product.
Okay. Yeah.
Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Is the applicant here? Did you wish to testify on the proposal, provide any? Why don't you go ahead and step up and state your name for the record. And good morning.
Good morning.
If you could state your name.
Glenn Kramer.
And you swear to tell the truth this morning.
Yes. only thing I want to touch on is that property has been there for a lot of years.
Mm-hmm.
Had a house on there, has a bulkhead on there that's been there for several years. And then I just want to clarify that bulkhead, the retaining wall that goes up, the part that they set back was move the house back, and there was a 10-foot catch basin after that retaining wall.
Mm-hmm. Between the house and the
Between yeah. the house and that, and then the house back wall is a retaining wall.
Right.
So all they did is close that, did their calculation, and decide they could put it back and still maintain the safety
sufficient
of the
distance
house
and
with
to...
the background. Questions or,
I do not. I think the planning department answered my questions. So,
okay,
thank you. So at this point, we'll open this up for public testimony. Is there anyone here who wishes to testify on this proposal? Let the record reflect that there is not anyone here who has indicated a wish to testify. Does the planning department, Mr. Heacock, do you have anything further? Or?
No.
Okay.
No,
okay. So I've reviewed all of the materials, and definitely there is evidence documenting kind of the consultation with ecology and the back and forth on that. And I do believe that the applicant has demonstrated that the county's shoreline variance criteria have been met. Definitely some attention does have to be paid to the slides on the property, and the geotech engineer was hired to do that, and there is a condition and their proposed condition to address that issue. So I will be approving this shoreline variant, and that would include the conditions that are proposed by the staff report. Occasionally I'll make some additions or changes usually they're not significant, but just as I kind of make the final review and look if anything comes up. So be sure to take a careful look at the conditions, and I will know. I usually have a paragraph in the decision that notes if anything does change condition-wise, although it does look like this property has been pretty carefully looked at and pretty exhaustively studied with both Ms. Myers and the geotech qualified professional that was retained. So a decision on this will be out within 10 business days, and then of course this is one that requires ecology approval, as Mr. Heacock explained earlier in the hearing. And I think that's it. Are there any other questions on procedure on this? No? Okay. We are adjourned. Thank you all.